can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, with the Sounders winning the MLS Cup a week and a half ago, a lot of people had soccer on the brain around here. There's a guy in New Jersey, 81-year-old man named Milton Wingert, who had soccer on his neck. A tumor the size of a soccer ball was removed from his neck. They said it was threatening his life, so they had to get in there and do it. The 81-year-old Milton Wingert had been to several physicians to see about the tumor over the past 6 months, but several were concerned what it would do to try and remove a tumor that big.
Why did Milty wait until it got, you know, when it's softball size?
Yeah,
when it's
I'm not sure why size. He waited until soccer season.
Milty, come on.
He finally went to a head and neck surgeon at Mount Sinai Hospital, and they convinced him it was doable. Maybe the other ones were saying, I don't know, we shouldn't operate on it. It's too dangerous. But finally, he found the right doctor and said, we can't let this get any bigger. We got to get in there. The surgery took 7 hours. It was a success. And the tumor the malignant tumor was removed and weighed 5 to 7 pounds on your neck, on the front of your neck, like below your cheekbone. A 5 to 7 pound soccer ball.
Are the kids playing with it in the backyard now?
They say he's optimistic. He has a ways to go yet. There's some further therapy, but the picture, man, they removed a soccer ball from his neck.
In the history of I Can't Believe It's News, we have had stories of bomb squads showing up, only to find out it wasn't a bomb, it was a sex toy. Showing up at airports and hotels.
It was ticking or buzzing.
And bus stations and train stations. I don't know if we've had one
and
like
who
this
doesn't want a sex toy from a bus station?
Here, well, you know, it's in somebody's luggage, right? So here's one. At a concert hall in Vienna. Yes, they were. A couple came to the show at the concert hall the other night to see the Vienna Symphony Orchestra play, and they coat checked their coats and a suitcase. They hand over the suitcase and the coats. And the coat check person, after they get them, is all of a sudden, well, man, There's something going on in this suitcase. There's something making some noise in this suitcase. I got to call the guy. So they call the police and they call the bombs and the bomb squad comes out and because it was shaking suspiciously. And they open up that suitcase and they find out it's a sex toy in there. They say the thing was triggered by, not by the music, but by apparently it fell on its side and that set off the device. The show, however, did go on uninterrupted.
I heard they had to bring it in a suitcase because the sex toy was too big to fit in her clutch purse.
It was in a cello case.
Exactly right. And finally, the other side, part two of our little medical adventure, and I can't believe it's news, takes us to Malawi, Africa. A 32-year-old guy named James Michael from London was back in Malawi in 2017, August. Him and some friends there, and they went swimming in Lake Malawi. Well, while James was swimming in the lake, a parasitic worm managed to crawl into his body. Yes, through his genitalia. And yes, it laid eggs inside of him. He didn't know it happened until almost a year later when he started losing feeling in his legs and having spinal issues. The doctors took a while to figure out why, you know, because that's an odd thing to look for. But they finally figured out it was the parasite in his body. And fortunately, they were able to get him some medication that killed the worms. And doctors, they said if they hadn't figured out, he probably would have died. Unfortunately for James, though, they said there will be long-lasting effects. He said the doctors have told him there's about a 30% chance he'll make a full recovery, and it might take up to 10 years. And I'm pretty sure he's never going swimming again the rest of his life.
I can't believe it's news.
Well, not only that, he's never having sex again because he's got to go back and tell the women in that last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to go check yourself because
there's a parasitic worm that was living in there.
Yeah, and the thing laid eggs, and I may have transferred that on over to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a fun phone call.
They might not even have the proper test for that, so you better tell them.
Yeah.